everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive.
Excited to be here.
Today, we're looking at TSRX Technologies.
Yeah.
All about their web development services.
Sounds good.
You guys sent over a ton of info.
Yeah, you did.
Website details, pricing breakdowns, even client testimonials.
Really digging deep.
And we're here to make sense of it all for you.
That's right.
So jumping right in.
Okay.
One thing that stands out to me looking at all this material is that TSRX is positioning themselves as more than just website builders.
That's a good observation.
They really are. They're talking about this whole suite of digital marketing services.
All
like
right.
They want to be this one-stop shop for businesses that want to, you know, really have a solid online presence.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So not just building the website, but making sure people actually see it.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole package.
Okay. So let's break down
right.
these web development packages first.
Okay.
They've got two main options.
Right.
The Web Development Starter Pack and the All-in-One Business Growth Pack.
Yeah. I like those names.
I think they're pretty straightforward.
Very descriptive.
The Starter Pack sounds like it's for, well, starters.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe smaller businesses
mm-hmm.
or someone just dipping their toes into the online world.
Definitely.
But looking at the details here, this Starter Pack is surprisingly comprehensive for the price.
Oh.
You get a 5-page website.
Okay.
Free hosting and domain for the first year.
Wow.
Basic CRM integration.
Not bad.
Even a logo design.
That's a good deal.
All for $1,000 a year.
Hmm. That's pretty competitive.
I'm kind of blown away by that.
I know, right?
Like, how can they offer all of that at that price?
It's hard to believe, but there it is.
It seems like a really good deal for especially, you know, businesses on a tight budget.
I would agree with that.
All right. So color me intrigued.
Okay.
What about this business growth pack then?
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
What makes it different?
Well, this is where they kind of like level up the offering.
Right.
They build on that starter pack, but you're getting a full CRM suite.
So not just basic integration.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Okay.
You get up to 25 pages for your website.
Oh,
landing page design.
Nice.
And access to a global CDN network.
Hold on.
What's
what is a global CDN network?
Good question.
And like, why should I care?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Think of it like this. If your website takes forever to load.
Yeah, no one's going to wait.
People are just going to click away.
Makes sense.
A CDN, it basically helps to make sure that your website loads super fast.
Okay.
No matter where your visitors are located.
So that's important.
It is really, it's all about user experience.
So fast websites equals happy customers.
Exactly. You got it.
So this business growth pack.
Yes.
It's for the businesses that are like ready to really grow.
That's the target audience for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And it's priced at $2,499 annually.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do a monthly subscription for $299 a month.
Okay. So you've got options there.
You do. Oh, and another interesting detail.
What's that?
They're offering a 30% discount.
Wow.
On web development costs.
Nice.
If you choose one of their pre-designed templates.
Okay.
And they've got over 1,000 to choose from.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a pretty generous discount, I think.
I say so, yeah.
But here's my question.
Hit me.
Does that mean you're sacrificing customization?
That's a good point.
If you go with a template,
yeah.
What if I want something truly unique?
It depends.
Yeah.
It really depends on how flexible their templates are.
Okay. So something to look into.
Definitely worth investigating.
All right. So we've got competitive pricing.
Yep.
A good range of features.
For sure.
From basic to more advanced.
That's right.
What else stands out to you about TSRX's approach to web development?
One thing they really emphasize is customization.
Oh, okay.
They talk a lot about tailoring solutions to each business's individual needs.
So no cookie cutter websites.
No way. They're all about bespoke solutions.
Sure. But how do we know they actually deliver on that promise?
That's a good question.
Right. Talk is cheap.
Well, that's where the client testimonials come in handy.
Oh, right.
They've got a variety of feedback from different types of businesses.
Okay.
So we can kind of see how they work in practice.
Awesome. Let's see what these clients have to say then.
Let's do it.
And we'll find out if TSRX actually lives up to the hype.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Before we get to the testimonials, though,
yeah.
I think it's important to pause for a second.
Okay.
And think about you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen what TSRX offers on paper.
Right.
But how does it all actually apply to your specific needs and priorities?
You're right. We can't just take this information at face value. Right. We got to figure out how it fits into the bigger picture.
For sure.
So if you were considering TSRX for your website, what are some things you would need to think about?
Well, first off, Are you starting from scratch with a brand new website? Or do you have an existing site that needs a major overhaul?
Right. That's a big difference.
Huge.
And that's going to really influence which package makes the most sense for you.
Thanks, Ellie.
If you're starting fresh, that starter pack looks really good.
Definitely.
It's got that lower price point and all those included features.
Hard to beat that.
But if you've already got a website and you're looking to level up,
yeah,
maybe the business growth pack is the way to go. Makes sense with those expanded features and the full CRM suite.
Right.
And don't forget about those additional services.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
SEO, social media marketing, branding and design.
It's like a one-stop shop.
It is kind of.
Really is.
But that makes me wonder.
What's that?
Can they really excel at everything?
That's the question, isn't it?
If they're trying to do so much.
Yeah, are they spreading themselves too thin?
Exactly.
Well, that's where those client testimonials come in.
Oh.
We can see what their clients are saying. See if they're happy across the board.
Let's do it.
Let's dive in.
We've got feedback from all kinds of businesses.
It's you.
Tech companies, engineering firms, even a laundry service.
Wow, diverse clientele.
Yeah, it seems like they've got experience working with a lot of different industries.
Very adaptable.
Okay, so there's a testimonial here from Sarah. Yeah. She's a technical manager at Ali Engineering.
Right.
And she's raving about how Tesorec modernized their website.
I see.
And they saw a boost in both engagement and sales.
That's the dream.
Right.
A website that actually brings in more business.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
And it seems like that's what Tesorec is focused on.
Definitely.
Like they're not just building websites. They're building websites that get results.
I like that approach. Yeah.
Okay. So one happy client there. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we've got.
Okay.
We've got a testimonial here from Amit.
Right.
CEO of Casper Qatar.
Okay.
And he was blown away by their professionalism. And the fact that they delivered a website that exceeded his expectations.
That's always a good sign.
Always.
Exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
And you know what I thought was interesting?
What's that?
He specifically mentions Tesorec's responsiveness.
Okay.
And willingness to go the extra mile.
Yeah. That speaks volumes.
It really does.
About their commitment to client satisfaction.
Which is crucial.
It's everything.
Okay. So we've got increased engagement.
Uh-huh.
Exceeded expectations.
Yep.
What other positive feedback are we seeing here?
Well, we've got Safe.
Okay.
He's an operational manager at Sun Technology.
Interesting.
And he highlights their technical expertise.
Okay.
And creative problem-solving skills.
So they're not just good at the technical stuff.
No, they're thinkers, too.
They can actually come up with solutions.
Yeah, they can think outside the box.
Okay. So that's important.
It is.
Because it's one thing to build a pretty website.
Yeah.
It's another thing entirely to understand a client's business needs and translate those into a functional and effective website.
It's a whole different skill set.
It is.
For sure.
All right. So lots of positive experiences here.
It seems like it.
But are there any red flags?
That's a good question.
Are there any hints of dissatisfaction?
I mean, it's important to remember that these testimonials are curated by Tesorec.
Right.
So we're naturally seeing the best of the best.
That's true.
It would be helpful to see some more balanced feedback.
Yeah.
Maybe from independent review platforms.
Or reaching out to clients directly.
Exactly. Get a more well-rounded perspective.
You're right. We can't just rely on what the company chooses to showcase.
Nope. Got to do your own research.
Always a good idea.
But even within these positive testimonials,
okay,
we can still glean some valuable insights.
Like what?
Well, for example, Imran.
Okay.
He's the managing director of Tushed Laundry.
Oh, right.
He specifically mentions the seamless collaboration and flawless execution throughout the project.
So it's not just about the final product.
No.
It's about the whole process.
It's about the journey.
Makes sense. Because if you're going to be working closely with this company,
yeah,
you want it to be a good experience.
Absolutely.
You want to enjoy working with them.
Smooth sailing.
Exactly.
That's something you, the listener, should consider as well.
Okay.
Think about your preferred communication style, your comfort level with technology,
right?
How involved you want to be in the process.
Yeah.
Finding a partner who's a good fit on all those fronts can make all the difference.
For sure.
It's not just about finding a company that can build a website.
Right.
It's about finding a company that you can actually work with.
Exactly.
That understands your needs and communicates effectively.
100%.
So it all comes back to this.
What are your priorities?
Yeah, what are your priorities?
Right.
What are the key things you should be thinking about when choosing a web development partner?
Well, we've already touched on a few.
Right.
Budget. Mm-hmm. Scope of the project.
Yeah.
Level of customization,
mm-hmm.
communication style, and the collaboration process.
And we can't forget about support.
Oh, yeah. Support's huge.
Building the website is just the first step.
It's just the beginning.
What happens when you need to make changes or run into technical issues?
Down the road.
Right.
That's where TSRX 24/7 support comes in.
Okay.
Very appealing.
Peace of mind knowing someone's always there to help.
Always on call.
But I'm curious, what does that 24/7 support actually look like?
Good question.
What kind of response time can clients expect?
Yeah.
Is it instant chat support?
Yeah.
Email, phone calls?
How do they actually provide that support?
These are all questions you'd want to clarify with TSRX directly.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
Yeah.
Get into the details.
You're making an investment here.
You are.
You want to make sure you're choosing the right partner.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground,
packages,
pricing, client feedback.
Support.
But there's still one big piece of the puzzle missing.
Oh, really?
The big question on everyone's mind.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Is TSRX worth it?
The $1 million question.
I know, right?
And unfortunately, there's no easy answer.
Yeah, I figured as much.
It's complicated.
It is.
Every situation's unique.
Can we at least give our listeners some guidance?
Of course.
Some key things to look for as they continue their research?
Absolutely. Let's shift our focus to some key considerations that go beyond the surface level.
Okay.
And can really help you make an informed decision.
So where do we go from here?
Well, I think the next step is to really dig into the details.
Okay, like what kind of details are we talking about?
I would definitely recommend taking a close look at their portfolio.
Oh, yeah, good point.
They showcase their past work on their website.
Makes sense.
So you can actually see what kind of websites they've built.
Yeah, I think that's probably more helpful than just reading descriptions.
Oh,
you can get a feel for their design style. See if it aligns with your vision.
See if it's a good fit.
And while you're on their website,
maybe
check out their blog or resources section.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Do they seem like thought leaders in the web development space?
Do they know what they're talking about?
Right.
Are they sharing valuable insights?
And I feel like you can also get a sense of their communication style from their content.
Definitely.
Do they explain things clearly?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of jargon or do they make it easy to understand?
For the average person who's not a tech expert.
Exactly.
You want to feel comfortable talking to them.
Right.
Asking questions.
Okay. So we've looked at the portfolio.
Uh-huh.
Checked out their content.
What else?
What's the next step?
Don't underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Reach out to them directly.
Okay.
Schedule a consultation.
Most companies offer free consultations, right?
They do. It's a standard practice.
It's a good opportunity to get a feel for their team. Ask any questions you have.
Get all your questions answered.
And you can kind of assess their communication style,
their
responsiveness, their overall approach to working with clients.
How they operate.
Exactly.
You know, get a sense of their processes.
Their timelines.
Their pricing structure.
Ask the tough questions.
Don't be shy.
Make sure they're a good match for you.
For your needs and your expectations.
All right. So to sum things up.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
We've got a company here that offers a pretty impressive range of services.
We do.
From basic website development to full-blown digital marketing solutions.
The whole gamut.
Competitive pricing, a focus on customization.
Happy clients.
Lots of happy clients.
Seems like it.
But the real question is...
Drumroll, please.
Is TSRX the right fit for you?
That's the question only you can answer.
Okay, so how do you answer that question?
By doing your homework.
Right.
Dive into those source materials you provided.
Yeah.
Explore their website thoroughly. Check out their portfolio. Read their content.
Talk to them.
Most importantly, talk to them. Have a conversation.
Knowledge is power.
Always.
The more informed you are,
the better.
The better equipped you'll be to make the right decision.
For your business.
And choosing a web development partner is a big decision.
It is a big one.
It's an investment.
In your online presence.
And ultimately, in your business's success.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as you continue to explore TSRX and consider your options, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, hit me.
We've talked a lot about the technical aspects of web development.
Right, all the nuts and bolts.
But don't lose sight of the bigger picture.
The why behind it all.
Exactly.
Your website is more than just a collection of pages and code.
Ooh, I like that.
It's a reflection of your brand.
It's your story.
Your values, your story.
It's about making a connection.
With your audience.
Not just selling them something.
Right. Building relationships.
Exactly.
So as you evaluate TSRX or any other potential partner, Ask yourself, can they help me tell my story?
That's a good question.
Can they help me create an online experience that truly represents who I am and what I stand for?
That's deep.
It's the heart of it all.
All right, well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Tesseract Technologies.
And that's a wrap.
We hope you found this exploration informative and helpful.
We did our best.
As you navigate the world of web development.
It's a wild world out there.
Remember, the best decisions are informed decisions.
Absolutely. Do your research.
So keep researching, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.
Until next time.
Thanks for joining us.